This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of northeastern state of New Jersey is again facing federal charges. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Menendez and his wife have been indicted on bribery charges. Prosecutors say a search of their home turned up $100,000 in gold bars and $480,000 in hidden cash. The new charges are unrelated to a case 6 years ago when a jury deadlocked over whether Menendez accepted lavish gifts from a friend to pressure government officials. The Senate Historical Office says the Democrat appears to be the first sitting U.S. senator indicted on two unrelated criminal allegations. Menendez is facing re-election next year, with Democrats holding a slim Senate majority. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Canada to stay with his country to victory as he went to the Canadian Parliament seeking to bolster support from Western allies for Ukraine's war against the Russian invasion. Zelensky says Canada has always been on the, quote, bright side of history in fighting previous wars and that it's helped save thousands of lives in this war with aid. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced an additional $650 million Canadian, or about $482 million U.S., over 3 years for 50 armored vehicles that will be built in Canada. An Israeli drone hit outposts in the Gaza Strip on Friday as violent protests persisted along the separation fence, while in a separate incident, troops shot dead a Palestinian fighter during a raid in the occupied West Bank. The military said the drone strikes targeted two military posts belonging to the Islamist group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, while a tank hit another post from which shots were fired on troops confronting protesters. The Israeli army distributed a video purporting to show drone strike on the Gaza Strip. For additional stories, 24